Welcome to a SWAT review from ReverseThieves.com. In these short podcasts, we discuss the first episode of new shows in the anime season.
So this time we're looking at the first episode of SSSS Gridman, which is from Studio Trigger and is streaming on Crunchyroll. And it's Superhuman Samurai Sniper Squad!
There you have it. Review concluded.
So this is kind of a remake of the old tokusatsu show Gridman, which is most notable in the U.S. as what they used for the footage to make Superhuman Samurai Cyber Squad in the U.S.
But the original Gridman was not an anime.
Yes, it was a live-action tokusatsu show, so was the Superhuman Samurai Cyber Squad.
I wonder why they decided to make it an anime remake. I don't know why I said it like Al. Please tell me about the talk you had with Trigger so that you could inform me about this. But
see, if I was ever Mindo, I would have talked with Trigger enough to probably give you that answer. Mm-hmm. But you have to be on the Energamers podcast to have that happen. So I just guess maybe they were fans of the series.
It started because they did the Animator Expo short. The Gridman short, like, Trigger did, and that's kind of where the revival came from, once they started with that. As, like, a love letter to the original show.
Thank you, disembodied voice from the side.
This is directed by the same director as Inferno Cop. It doesn't have that much frantic action, so, you know, or still animation, so don't worry.
Well, actually, I think that's worth pointing out that I remember talking to people, most notably disembodied voice, that a lot of people thought that the series started very slowly. So if you were expecting, oh, it's the Inferno Cop director, everything in this is just going to be one frantic scene to one frantic scene, you would be sorely disappointed by this episode.
The story starts with a young man, Hibiki, who seems to have lost his memory. He's kind of just suddenly, you know, here in this place, and a seemingly friend of his, Rika, who is the daughter of a junk shop owner, is like, what are you doing? Like, what, you know, what's up? Why don't you know, like, who I am? Or, like, what's going on? And while he's at the junk shop with her, he sees this, like, old computer monitor, and a robot-looking thing shows up and is like, I'm Gridman! Hey! And he's like, hey, can anybody else see this? Is it just me?
And at first he's like, thinking, oh, maybe it's like whatever injury gave me this amnesia, and that's why the girl can't see it. And then, since he doesn't know where he lives, she finds out from one of his friends where he lives, and she's gonna take him home, and he sees this giant kaiju just like in the clouds. And once again, he seems to be the only one who can see it.
And then we kind of, there's some interspersed scenes of presumably the villain kind of like sculpting or like creating these kaiju, and eventually, you know, one comes to life within the city center, and Hibiki, Rika, and their other friend kind of team together in order to pilot Gridman and like get him to help through the computer screen.
The fight between Gridman and the monster, like, lays waste to the city. The school gets blown up. There's all this countless destruction. They do stop the monster from destroying any more stuff. And they all, you know, exhausted, go home. And you expect, all right, we're going to have to deal with the aftermath. And they go, and the next day, the school's fine. And they're like, what happened?
So that's, like, the end of the first episode. So it's pretty introductory. It's like, there's a monster fight. We introduce to these three kids, Gridman. You know, it just is very, like, straightforward first episode, I guess.
There is, like, some mysterious girl in the class who they seem to pay. She's like
sitting next to him and is always noticing him.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, she doesn't really do that much, but
she's a kaiju.
But it's very clear that she has some part to play in the story. Whether she's an enemy or an ally is yet to be seen.
The best part of the episode for me was that part when the kids are, like, looking at the computer. Because it is, like, supposed to be, like, modern day. So this computer is old. And they're like, yo, old computers are scary. Like, yeah, they look pretty intimidating and I like when they see Gridman. It even has sort of the, what is it, like the lines on the screen, you know, like when it...
Scan lines?
Yeah, yeah, because it's like two-tone and like when Gridman is showing up. I don't know why he shows up on this old computer or like why he decides that that is the best place for him to manifest, but hey, maybe that'll, I don't know, be addressed. And then each of the kids seems to have like a role. So Hibiki is like the pilot, Rika is on the computer and sort of like seems to like get coordinates and stuff like that. And I forget what the other kid sort of did.
Also, he seems to be the fanboy, like he knew about Ultraman. They mentioned that Ultraman exists. And he's like,
look for the weak spot. Oh, he's like maybe the strategist or something.
Because he like says like, all these, you know, in any kind of like show like Ultraman, the monster will have a weakness. And he's the one who spots the flaking scales at one point and tells the kid to attack there.
This does have, I feel like, Studio Trigger's, you know, like, signature look to it, mm-hmm. and especially with the monster, I felt like, and, like, the fight with the monster, so I think that's gonna be a real draw. But I felt like the first episode was just, like, good.
Well, yeah, I think the problem with judging Gridman is this is a very introductory episode. It's basically to get you enough of the plot that you know it's going on without a huge exposition dump.
Which I appreciate.
But I feel like a bit of the ebb and flow has yet to be seen.
I feel like any of the characters really stood out to me, especially when Hibiki is like got the most generic thing ever, which is like, I'm the main protagonist, also I lost my memory. So I'm like a blank slate.
So yeah, I'm looking forward to watching more, but I still reserve a little bit of judgment because I feel like the show hasn't fully played out all its cards.
Thanks for listening to another episode. You can visit us online at reversethieves.com and follow us on Twitter @ReverseThieves, @NartakiRT, and @HisuiRT.